And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
By the way, that was the Blood Types doing Antisocial Media, and I got the Blood Types right here in studio today, so I hope you didn't hear us blither blathering during that song, but I guess I had the mics on. Anyways, that's the way it's supposed to be anyway, because they did that whole, like, confusion. Yeah. Anyways, Jesse, Schneck, Matt, Chris, and yours truly, Hal. So we're going to start things off with some songs. What do you got for us, Jesse?
I queued up Radiation by the Stiff Noise. A little Portland love to our friends the Stiff Noise. I mean, I hope they'll be our friends.
Now it's not too late. Here we got you. body ain't touched no water. It's been 4 days since I brushed my teeth, but I really know I oughta. I have 12 pairs of underwear, March, January through December. I think I cleaned my bathtub once, but I really can't remember. So I ain't taking no bath, so you can shove it up your ass. 'Cause I like the way I smell, so you can just go to hell. I have 8 loaves of fuzzy blue bread that I keep in my red box. I keep a bottle of iodine in case I cut myself on my socks. I've worked hard all day and I don't wanna take a shower. If I can't stand it, so can you. I can go another 24 hours. So I ain't taking a bath, so you can shove it up your ass. 'Cause I like the way I smell, so you can just go to hell. Taking a bath, so you can shove it up your ass. 'Cause I like the way I smell, so you can just go to hell. My hair is mad and tangled, and I can't even comb it. Don't wanna open my refrigerator, 'cause I don't wanna see what's growing. I don't wanna pull my shirt, 'cause I'm a friggin' bust. My kitchen sink would fall apart if it wasn't for the crust. So I ain't taking a bath, so you can shove it up your ass. 'Cause I like the way I smell, so you can just go to hell. I ain't taking a bath, so you can shove it up your ass. 'Cause I like the way I smell, so you can just go to hell. I ain't taking a bath, I ain't taking a bath, I ain't taking a bath. Yeah, I ain't taking a bath.
gonna be a rat, gonna be a rat, gonna be a rat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Going in the back street, Howard Mac Street. He had a pair of back feet. I'm gonna bat a bat, gonna be a beggar rat.
Be a rat. All right, so sorry about screwing up all the engineering stuff, wrong speeds, bad transitions. Anyways, yeah, this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and the Blood Types are here. Jesse, what did you play?
What did I play? I played Stiff Noise, which I already told you, and I played Captain Nines and the Knickerbocker Trio, I Ain't Taking No Bath, and then I played Lolly and the, is that Chones or Chones? I've never known.
Chonis.
We're not from around here. We're from the Pacific Northwest, and we're very white. And that song was entitled I've Got a Gun, which I don't currently, but watch out, I might. And then Big Balls and the Gray White Idiot, Gonna Be a Rat. I played that because I liked their first record. I wanted to hear their second one. It's pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. Thanks. Next is Chris. What do you got for us, Chris? You got some triggers or something?
Queued up, we got the triggers. No bullshit.
And, all right.
Let's just hear that one.
Bringing it.
Candy brain, you ain't got no blood, I'm doing to your riot. Where's the
Maximum Rock and Roll. I'm here with the Blood Types. What's going on, Chris?
I'm just hanging out here at Maximum Rock and Roll with our good friend Hal, and we're playing some pretty dope records that
dope
in their whole collection. I just picked out some records that I thought would be fun to listen to quickly, and I found some for sure.
Who'd you play?
Well, play the Triggers, No Bullshit. Always a big fave of mine. The Stains, played Zombie Rock, picked them out. They're from Portland, Maine, apparently, 1980. We're from Portland, Oregon, so a little bit of a connect there.
Woohoo!
The Mummies, Just One More Dance. Great band. Everybody knows all about them. Got a chance to play with Russell Crowan last year. Nice guy, lots of fun. Then ended it off with The Saints, Know Your Product.
Yeah, all right. So you guys are on tour, and you've been playing, what do you got, about a week tour, and you just got one more show?
Yeah, 10 days, so tonight's the 10th.
Right on. And going pretty good. You got a new CD that I just played at the beginning.
Our debut record that we self-recorded and self-released and self-toured on. And
all right.
Yeah. And we may have to buy them all ourselves.
It's all about ourselves, really.
You're not selling them, huh?
No. Once in a while. No, it's been a great fun, great tour, and I played some really good shows.
What's the worst song on that CD?
Any song that I solo on my guitar is the worst. The absolute.
All right, cool. All right, thanks, Chris. All right, Matt is next. What do we got? You got some shit here. What do you got there?
It looks like we're going back to the Northwest. We're going to play some Dead Moon. It's okay.
All right, let's hear it.
It's okay. You don't have to run it that away. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Yeah, we love you anyway. And in the darkest moments when the eyes keep burning in your head, you love your loss of you. But you can feel it holding there. I can't wait you anymore. Gonna take a dip on mine. I can't forget you like you are. It should be on my head. It's okay.
It's okay.
We don't have to run and hide away. It's okay.
Oh, it's okay.
We all seem better days. It's okay.
It's okay. Okay, okay, okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, we love you anyway. Wish that I could light the path. Leads to a life of no mistakes. They keep you from the damp and done. Living out of safety seems to take. I remember still the child in you, as if only yesterday. It was easy to break through all the hell you can't stop pain. It's okay.
It's okay.
You don't have to run and hide away. It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I love you anyway.
You gotta stop. musician?
Somewhat.
I'd like to hear you. That's easy if you can hear at all.
He can play it cool, and he sings too.
He sends me over and out. Please sing.
Though, for you, anything, anytime or anywhere. But I'm gonna rock it.
Okay, so this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and the Blood Types are here, and what did Matt play?
Oh, I started you out in the Northwest, like I said. I back did some It's Okay by Dead Moon, and then we back that up with The Briefs, not so much because they're good as much as their vinyl's white. And then
the
we
Dirt Nap version,
the
right?
The Dirt Nap version, exactly.
Is very white.
Then I kicked it over to Did Fugazi, because I'm a drummer, and the drums in that song are really good. And being that I'm from the Midwest, I had to end it off with a little shout-out to the Midwest and played Minneapolis band, some of their older stuff from the 90s, Dillinger 4 with Shotgun Confessional.
Cool. So tell me about your tour so far. Worst shows, best shows?
Well, Kyle and I were just talking. I said, but it's one and the same, right? Our worst show and our best show is tonight. So come see it.
Yeah, it's this will be airing after the fact. But yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
If you missed it, then too bad for you.
Oh, we got a couple sci-fi geeks. He could probably rig up some sort of time machine and go back.
There you go. We are playing with the Phenomenon tonight, after all. So you know,
in Cupertino.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, at a bowling alley.
Yeah, they got the ability to time travel out here. So
that's where Apple is, so who knows what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I got
they have time machine on their computers now, right?
They do have time machine on their computers.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, when you talk, swing close, because the mic's
We got chatter working. In the background
I'll talk
here.
Where I want to.
that's what I like. Yeah, that was kind of like the Ashkenaz last night. There was... you know, hippies dancing barefoot and...
Skankers skanking pickles and bowling dance and whatever they call it. Right.
Yeah.
I was actually unimpressed. The ska kids aren't as well dressed as they used to be. It was a little sloppier. I didn't see any suspenders, no white laces, no red laces, nothing. I was
a
little disappointed.
One pair of suspenders.
Yeah, some suspenders.
One pair.
Yeah.
No.
I know. You got to go to those old rock steady ska shows, the reggae ones, and that's where they're really, I mean, yeah. Uptones They said they've been around 30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
I think I saw them in the 80s.
See, again, being a Midwest boy, I was just thinking that the Scott kids on the West Coast are sloppy and lazy. And then you got to go east to, you know, get a suit on those kids.
It's, you know, it's Scott in Berkeley. You know, they wear Birkenstocks and stuff.
There you go. Oh, the show was really good last night, though. We had a hell of a fun time. We're looking forward to tonight. Our tour's been great. Like Chris said, we've played 10 shows. We've been all up and down the I-5 corridor and heading north and going to do a record release show when we get back to Portland, and it should be good fun.
Where's that one?
That one is at Slabtown, and we've got a lot of the local rock and roll stars coming out to do some songs with us, and we're going to mix it up a little bit and have some guest slots and appearances. And
So do you have... Yeah, when is that?
19th. 19th of May.
19th of May. Yeah, yeah. We're going to bring out Roxy Epoxy, and we're going to bring out Johnny Cat, and we're going to bring out Cecilia. Of the everything she's done, many, many things.
Yes. Great band. You'll hear one of her songs a little later.
Such talented acts as the No Talents.
Yep.
And others. And the list goes on. We're going to bring out Ryan and Joel from the Mines. We're going to bring out
some of the old Epoxies will be there. He doesn't want to say that because he's one of them, but they are going to be there.
I'm the oldest Epoxy.
The Polaroids,
the chemicals. It's going to be amazing. We might just possibly play an Iron Maiden song.
Yeah, maybe. And don't forget, we got Bottlenose Coffins from Seattle coming down to play with us.
Bottlenose Coffins.
Yeah, which are always good fun.
If you don't know about them, you soon will, because they're going to make a record and it's going to...
Make you drink and want to party.
It's going to blow everybody's mind. They're going to be the party band that replaces Andrew WK or whatever. Yep. Trust me on this.
Awesome. All right. So Schneck has got this next set here. And I want you to tell me why you picked this Spit song to be in your next set. And get close to the mic, please.
Well, I picked the Spits because they rock. And I'm especially fond of this song because I am a sucker for a sad love song. It's called Tonight.
Tonight. Oh.
God, I love this stuff. I think I'll write a book. Oh.
The city at night, the tall dark buildings cast
this ghostly shadow to his burning eyes. Oh, no. Romeo, no. Romeo, Rome. Romeo, no. Yeah. Cruised the streets at night, and under his feet lay all the remains of all the cruisers before him. Out of the alley comes these green laser eyes, sank closer, closer.
Julian!
But he's still alone. Oh, Romeo. Romeo. Romeo, Rome.
Romeo, 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 Romeo.
Epoxies, of course, here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And what'd you play, Sinek?
I played awesome songs, of course. Well, first of all, we started it off with the Spits tonight. Then one of my favorite bands in the world, the Wipers, with Romeo, which is simply amazing. Then we went over to France to Frustration with No Trouble. They do the best post-punk, in my opinion. Then we went to Operation S with the song Operation Suicide. And finally, we capped it off with the Epoxies, Molded Plastic.
How did you say that? Operation Suicide?
Operation Suicide. I learned that shit in school. You can believe me. I'm a teacher.
Here in America, we say Operation Suicide.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool. All right. You guys have anything else exciting to tell the listening audience about your tour or your band or
the record?
Well, buy it. Yeah. The record is called Just Your Type. Right now, it's only available on CD or as a download. But
that's bullshit.
Yeah, I know, it's super bullshit, but we DIY'd it, so we can't afford it.
Yeah, well, another poor band.
We're super poor. That's why you have to buy our record. I know. No, we're stoked. We hope to do this loads more. And
only reason we didn't play our record over and over and played all these other shitty bands is because Hal wouldn't let us.
Yeah, it's all Hal's fault.
I kind of Nazi'd it on you guys.
Yeah, you did.
I said, we're only playing one track and when I deem necessary.
Do you have any fun questions for us?
Oh, I just, you guys
are
constantly being compared to the Epoxies, and obviously that was Jesse's previous band, and so, you know, what do you have to say to, you know, people that come up to you like that? You punch them, or?
Yeah, on the nose. No, I mean, it's super flattering, because I love the Epoxies, but we're really nothing like it, except that we dress up. And we use drop lights, I think. And we've got a keyboard, and we've singer. Yeah, fine.
The dances.
Hang on.
Yeah. Lots of hammy pictures. And
well, that's we have Jesse in the band, so what are you going to do about that? It's flattering. I don't think we're as good as the Epoxies, but I think it's all a matter
better,
of
care. Right?
Yeah, that's sure.
Oh, man, that's... I don't know.
We were all fans of the Epoxies previous anyway, so
oh, yeah.
We're all right with that.
You still need to write a song better than Synthesized.
I don't think I can.
We have 11 songs better than Synthesized, Hal.
Ouch. Ouch.
Except for Tear It Down. Well, Tear It Down.
One of them sucks. So
oh,
you can
which?
Figure out on your own.
Oh, you're not telling us which song sucks.
No, oh, I can tell you.
The whole band knows which song I like.
You can't make a perfect record or the gods will be mad and, you know.
Yeah, right.
Punish you, right?
Punishment.
All right. Well, that's it for Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world every week for free if you like to what you hear. And you can donate. Yeah, you could donate if you like what you hear and it's tax deductible. And you'd have to wait a whole
Did
year
to get
guy's that
money back. Did you hear that guy's tax deductible?
I know.
I want to underline that.
I know. And you know, punks pay taxes. So you can go to our website at MaximumRockAndRoll.com and click on donate button or mail it to Maximum Rock and Roll at P.O. Box 460760 San Francisco, California 94146 in the U.S. of A. And we have a censored version of the show. I want to thank Dan for doing that, and it's available for stations to play it on the radio. So go to our website and click on stations for more details. If you have more information for the magazine or like to submit any kind of article or any kind of music or anything like that, you got us at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. And for the radio at MaximumRockAndRoll.com. Yeah, and for you Twitter heads, MRRR Radio. MRR Radio, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, one last song here is the Custom Kicks. This is straight off of the presses. This is called Douchebag off their debut. This is a debut 7-inch, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think
Party.
So.
All right.
They're amazing.
Whee!
Here it comes.
No one like your nephews. No one like your tattoos. No one like your jealous shoes. No one like your hair too. Too bad you're a douchebag, baby. Too bad you're a tool. Too bad you got underestimated. Too bad, too bad. 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 You know I like your nephews, because it's right up low. They were the fellas the only. They got like a body, oh. Too bad you're a douche, baby. Too bad you're a tool. Too bad you got underestimated. You're a tool. Too bad, too bad. Too bad, too bad. Too bad, too bad. Too bad, too bad. Well, the last girl filled your head. If you just don't see it at all, suck what you do. Well, your personality, I found it lacking. But us girls got no rhythm, no tattoo. Too bad, too bad.